This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name is Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company. A few weeks ago, we asked for any musicians, anyone making or writing music here in Iceland to get in touch with RÚV English Radio. And so many artists did, so thank you very much for that. One of them is Antsy. That's not a description of him. That's his name, or at least the one he's going by. He's a French musician working in Reykjavik. Can I call you Antsy, or would you prefer me to call you something?
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the project, and I mean, it's not a description of me, but it's quite descriptive. Yes.
So are you going to tell me your name, or do you want to stay behind Antsy?
My name is Hervé.
All right. Now, you've got an album out just now, a 7-track album. It was released last year, called Disappearer. And we'll play something from that. How would you describe your sound first?
It's a solo project. I would maybe define it as Indietronica. Like, it sounds electronics because it's made mostly with, actually exclusively with synthesizers and drum machines. But I think that the way I write is mostly like for like indie rock music.
Okay.
Yeah, like everything is like written on an acoustic guitar or a bass. It would be actually very easy to transpose to live bands. But because of me being a foreigner here with not that many connection, living in a small apartment, it was so easy to actually just work with electronic hardware gear.
Yes. So did you write on conventional instruments then?
Yeah, I think that everything was written on an acoustic guitar.
Really?
Yeah.
Because a lot of electronic artists will work entirely in the electronic sphere. They'll never touch a guitar. They'll never pluck a string.
The electronic part of the project, which is a huge part of the project because everything is made with synthesizers and drum machines and sequencers, it's still actually quite new for me. I just come from live indie rock bands.
Okay.
And playing the guitar and singing and playing the bass. And so it's still really pregnant in my way of looking at my songwriting. And actually at thinking songs as well in terms of structures and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I always kind of think, okay, we have the drums, we have the bass, we have guitar number one, guitar number two, and even if then they are not actual guitars.
Yes.
But I still think this way a lot. Yeah.
Did you have to teach yourself then about the electronic side of music production to realize that music, or is that something you'd worked with before?
Yes, no, it was quite new. Yeah, it was actually very new. It took some time actually to get used to it. But I think that's the hardware that I work with, like, it's a good match with the way my brain function. I could name like a few electronic projects that I like, like Caribou, for example, that I really like. But otherwise, it's mostly indie rocks from the 90s and early 2000s. My main, I wouldn't say influence because I'm not even sure that you can hear it that much on Disappearer at least, but like the band that I've been following for the longest and that I've been like really into for the longest is probably Radiohead.
Okay.
Yeah, since I was like a teenager, like OK Computer dropped when I was like 13 or 14. So
they moved quite heavily into electronic as well, of course.
Yeah, so I guess it helped with the transition and all the 90s scene and then the early 2000s, all those bands from New York, for example, like Interpol and the Strokes and all those bands.
And does the music scene here in Iceland influence you?
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't say so. And actually, it's something that I've thought a little bit about. I'm not sure that I'm really influenced by my surrounding, actually. I'm really influenced by all those musical influences, for sure, and then personal life. But I'm not sure about the surrounding, and I've thought about that because it's like a common question when you live in Iceland, also because of the landscapes and like the nature and the power of nature.
But the music scene as well.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that is also very often influenced by the Icelandic landscapes and stuff.
But you managed to ignore it all.
not on purpose, not on purpose at all. But I don't think that you can really feel any of those influences in my music. I don't think so.
Do you think they will, or that will start to influence you? I don't know how long you've been here.
I mean, I've been here for a long time now. It's been almost 10 years.
Okay.
And I mean, it's definitely possible, but honestly, I have no clue.
What's the response to the Disappearer album been like?
Well, I mean, it's quite like an, I mean, it's a small project, you know, so I didn't expect any big response. The few people that listened to it, I got like very positive feedback. But I mean, you know, it's like a one-person project. There's no record label behind me. There's no structure behind me. So it's basically just me doing like the work from beginning to end, like the promotion as well. So yeah, I got like few like nice reviews. I went like I got some songs in a few like playlists on Spotify and such, and I was really happy with that.
Okay.
But yeah, of course, I didn't reach as many people as I would have liked. So hopefully in the future.
Okay. Well, we're going to play one of the songs from the album towards the end of our conversation. But let's talk about live work. Is that something that you can do with this project? Something that you want to do?
I mean, it's the music itself would be easy to play with a live act. So I think it would probably require a whole band.
For the band.
Yeah. I mean, I would really see like drums and bass and guitar and maybe a couple of synthesizers. So this would be absolutely doable, but I don't have the connections, and I don't want to focus on that for now. When I wrote Disappearer, I mean, Disappearer is like a mix of old and new songs, some of them pretty old actually, that I put together during COVID. I had a lot of time off.
Very creative time for a lot of people, wasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of time off at the house and trying to be productive, doing something that I was frustrating not having the time to do before that. So it was kind of, yeah, looking in like my kind of like personal archives, what the song that I had that was not like completed, and part of songs that I managed to put together to make one song. And during this whole process, I actually wrote or finished way more songs than what is on Disappearer. Disappearer is like a 7-track album, so it's really short. But I have like as much or even a bit more that I decided to keep for the following album. There is not a difference in songwriting, but the way I see the production of these other songs is a bit different. Mm-hmm. So that's what I want to focus now. That's why I'm not like planning any live performances in the near future. I want to focus on producing and recording those songs that are for the most part written.
So as you were saying, they're pretty much ready. You just now need to record them.
Yeah, I mean, they are ready in like the sense of I have the structures, I have the melodies, I have like a lot of the texts for them. But the most difficult part is what is ahead. I'm pretty quick at putting ideas together, and I'm, you know, like have like if I have a melody, I manage to develop it in a whole song. Yes. But then the whole production, which is what is new to me, I used to play like in a band, so writing songs was not complicated. But then the production and everything was like a common, like a collective effort.
Yes.
Now doing that alone, and you have endless possibilities. You have nobody to tell you, like, no, this is good, you can keep that. So you always question yourself. So it's like a very long process. Mm.
But if at some point you did have a band here, or you're able to work with musicians, because of the way you've written the songs, you will already in your head know how they would sound if a band were to play them.
Yes.
So it must be tempting at some point to think about doing that.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it depends of like the, you know, I go back and forth to like some kind of like moods like that. Sometimes I just want to stay in like apartments, like behind my desk and my like my gear, and just like focus on that. And sometimes I want to go out and play live. And it's more like the physical interaction that I miss actually, like the energy that you put like in a live performance, and that's sometimes. Sometimes I miss.
Because Iceland is a very collaborative place musically, and I mean, it strikes me if that was something that you wanted to do and to work with other musicians, it would be possible.
Very likely. I think that it comes from my personality mostly. That's I'm pretty shy and reserved. And
You don't seem to be.
Yeah, I don't socialize easily actually.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's easier like in a like face-to-face conversation like that, but like in a group, for example. I would not be the type to like kind of like step in a conversation or things like that if they are like with several people. So yeah, I have very, very, very few connections.
Okay.
And I haven't been seeking for more.
If someone's listening to this conversation there and wants to get in touch with you.
Definitely, of course, if somebody is like interested. And also it's that because I've experienced like the work in a band, and I think that's what matters the most to me now. It's not especially the music or the musical connection, but more of the friendship. I think that I wouldn't be able now to work with somebody that I really like and that I want to spend time with. So I think that maybe the friendship would have to come before, or that the friendship would have to be a part of the collaboration. Just like collaborating as a kind of more like professional way, and you know, with kind of professional boundaries. I'm not sure I would be that interested in that.
Okay.
More in like, yeah, like having like a strong connection and like to share a vision of where to take a project and songs.
Okay. So Disappearer is out just now. Is that on the usual streaming services?
Yeah, it's everywhere, like from like all the streaming platforms that we will use.
Well, we'll put a link up to that and contact details for you as well, in case your ideal musical partner is out there somewhere listening to Roof English Radio. But we're going to play a song from Disappearer, from the 7-track album by Antsy that's currently available. What would you like us to play out with?
I really like So Long. It's actually more like where the next songs that I will release in the future will go. I think it's a bit more, there's a bit more tension maybe. It's a tiny bit darker. So it's not the most representative song of the album, that are maybe a bit brighter, but it's the one that I relate to the most currently. Yeah.
So this is So Long from the album Disappearer by Antsy, which you can find on all the social media platforms. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks a lot, Darren.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. English@ruv.is. Oh,
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.